Chapter 4, Devotional 12, Be Encouraged. In the midst of despair, turn to the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, we read, David was greatly distressed, for the men spoke of stoning him, because the souls of them all were bitterly grieved, each man for his sons and daughters. But David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord his God. To fully appreciate David's actions, you must start with verse 1 in chapter 30. We're told the Amalekites conducted a raid, plundered every house, stole livestock, and burned two cities to the ground. They also took every woman and child hostage. David and his men were overwhelmed with grief. In their grief, his men blamed him and talked of stoning him. I'm drawn to the last sentence in this verse. David refused to be passive and wallow in his despair. He took action. He encouraged himself and strengthened himself in the Lord. At times I have noticed the opposite behavior in many Christians, including myself. Why is it that we are often so passive in our faith walk? When we experience hurt, disappointment, rejection, or failure, we simply endure, become submissive, even despair. Yes, we may cry out to God for help. It's what comes next that is the problem, as we passively wait for God to take action, to intervene, save us, or make a way out. I have certainly done this. I praise God that over the last 5 years, God has taken me to another level in my walk with Him. I now understand that the outcome is based on my initial reaction and response to the problem. Whenever I feel despondent, lethargic, and heaviness in my spirit, I run for my Bible, I study and meditate on scriptures that address the issue, and confess the word out loud. I begin intense prayer, filled with thanksgiving and praise. I pray in the Holy Spirit, knowing there are times that I do not know what to pray for myself. In these moments, like David, I find encouragement in the Lord. Are you facing difficult situations at work or home that have you on the edge of giving up? If the answer is yes, I suggest you do what David did. Encourage yourself and strengthen yourself in the Lord. Fight the fight of faith. Give thanks and praise to the Lord and watch as He lifts you above your circumstances. Lord, thank you for the power of your word. I thank you that the Holy Spirit comforts me and teaches me to draw closer to you in times of distress. Help me to be confident and bold in my faith walk and to fight the good fight through the blood of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.